All right, we're up to the top line of Tesai on the base. At least I'm up to the top line of Tesai on the base. We learned this sugya of Darvishalai Bala Eilam. We are going to have an exception to Ein Adam Makna Darvishalai Bala Eilam in the third parak, next man, Yitz Hashem. And it's a well-known exception known as Dekel Lepe Reisev. Although we pass in Eino de Makna Davishla Balaylam, you can't sell something that doesn't exist. But the Gemara will say that it depends how you phrase the sale. Let's say I have a tree, and right now it's before it's the winter and it's before the fruits are growing. So I can't sell the fruits. If I say I'm selling you Peres Dekel, the Peres of my palm tree, so it's not so. That's Eino de Makna Davishla Balaylam. However, if the way I phrase the sale is that I'm selling you Dekel Lipei Reisav, I'm selling you my tree for its peiris. In other words, I don't want you to own the tree. I just want you to own it so that you should have a right to the peiris that are in the tree. So the Gemara says, since the Dekel is Ba'ilam, since the tree is a Davisha Ba'ilam, so I, if I do a Mechira that way, I sell you Dekel Lipei Reisav, then it works. The Hesber. Why does Dekel Lepei Reisav work? We find the Rishayim to Hesber. Taisvis learns that Dekel Lepei Reisav works because Avidi Da'asi. Because it's something which normally comes. It's normal if you have a tree and the spring is coming, so it's going to grow. It's going to grow Peiris. That's Dekel Lepei Reisav. That's why it works. Avidi Da'asi. So Taisus says it would be something that's not avidi da'asi. Let's say I would sell you some type of a tree for peiris, which may or may not come. If it would be such a metzias, then it wouldn't be sold. It has to be avidi da'asi. The Rashba says a different hasbro. He says dekel peiris of works because the dekel is here. Even if the peiris would be lay avidi da'asi, even if they wouldn't normally come. One thing has nothing to do with the other. As long as the guf ha-dekel, the dekel is here, so I can sell the dekel. I'm selling it lepei reisav because it's here. The Rashba says nothing to do with avidi da'asi. It has to do with the fact that the dekel exists. This is a machloikis that we're going to have by dekel lepei reisav. Now, if you think about it, this machloikis, Tosis and the Rashba, is the same two ways that we've been learning Davish Lai Bala Ilam all along. What's the chsarn of Davish Lai Bala Ilam? We learned the first way we learned. The chsarn of Ein Adam Makna Davish Lai Bala Ilam, we called it Rav, the sheet of Rav Sheetis, is that Davish Lai Bala Ilam, a kinyan has to be chal on something. And Davish Lai Bala Ilam doesn't work, because what's it going to be chal on? There's nothing for it to be chal on. So that's the Rashba Sheetah. And since, if you mark the dekel lepei reisav, there is something on which the kinya should be chal. The kinya is chal on the dekel. So dekel lepei reisav works. That's the Rashba Shita. But he's giving him ownership in the dekel for the peiris. He's giving him ownership in the dekel to the extent that he owns it for any peiris that come out this year from the dekel. Taisus, on the other hand, we said Taisus holds a chsarn of Ein Adam Makna Davar Shelo Bala Olam is a chsarn of Smichas Das. That the person is not Samech Das that it'll come, Davar Shelo Bala Olam. If so, Dekel Lepei Reisav could only work if it's Avid Da'asi. Taisus' Shita is that Dekel Lepei Reisav, the chap of Dekel Lepei Reisav is that it's Avid Da'asi, it's something which will normally come. It's something which will normally come. So that's why Dekel Lepei Reisav works. It's nothing to do with whether the fact that now you can ask me a question. Peiris Dekel is also Avidi Da'asi, but apparently Taisus holds that Dekel Lepei Reisav, you still need a kinyan on a Davisha Balaylam, but it has to be Avidi Da'asi. It still needs to be something that will normally come. If it's something that doesn't normally come, there's no Smichas Das, and then it doesn't work. So, That's right, because it can't be chal on the peres themselves. They don't exist. So it's... Because it has to have a shaychus. I mean, I can't sell me a tree and peres in a different city. Because what does one thing have to do with the other? The kinyan on the tree has nothing to do with the other thing. Here, the kinyan on the tree does have to do with the peres. Because if I have a chelik ownership in the tree, then the peres come out of my tree, I have a chelik in them also.
According to Tosfos, what
is
the buyer? What type of
kinyan
does the buyer do? The kinyan on the fruit or
the
kinyan on the tree?
It definitely has to be kinyan on the tree,
even like Tosfos. So if he's doing a
kinyan
on the tree, he has
Demir Stas
that he'll
coin
the tree because the tree exists. Who cares if it's...
I think it's Layavi
Didarsi. Even if the fruit is improbable to come. But he's coined the tree, and the tree is here.
But he's not interested in the tree. He only owns the tree for its payers. He doesn't own the tree totally. He owns it for something. If it's for something that in his mind will never come, so he doesn't have a real ownership in the tree. Because his ownership in the tree is for this. If he owns an apple tree, that if any oranges grow on the apple tree, it's his. So then it's a waste of time. There's no Gemara's Das. So if it's something that in his mind won't come, then it won't come.
The fact that there's a chiluk between Paris and Dekalakiris, it should be a right to tell Hakira that totally the king.
It's true. It's true. And when we get to Daf Lamed Gimel, we'll have to see. You're right. I'm not sure what the answer is. It means you're right that even if you also miss Das, you have to have both. Right, there's one nida in La Halacha that the Ktzais Nesivis both clare in Dekala Piraisav. And that is, if I want to be makne davar shel bala olam, let's say an example, I ordered something from a catalog. I want to sell it to you today. So we want to do it, we want it to be final. We just learned through the sugya. We want to find a way to make a final mechira today. Any way I can do it. So I'll tell you what. Oh, but remember, bala olam also has to be in my possession. Because if it didn't come to me, I can't sell it yet. Just like we say the fish here, if I have a net, the fish are legalized, they're somewhere in the world, they didn't come into my net yet. So I can't sell the fish before they come into my net. The same thing, something I wanted that didn't get to me yet, I can't sell it. If I sell it, it's not nicked. What happens if I would say... It's inadequate. Who knows if it'll come? Maybe it'll come, maybe it won't come. Oh, well, the question of Avi Darsi, the question is the following. Even Avi Darsi, you have to do a kinyan on something now. So the question that the Ktzais and the Sidis talk about, they actually call it a Chakira Kadmoi, a Chakira of Rishayim, is can I be Makna, let's say, in my mailbox for the letter that'll be delivered to the mailbox? Is that the same as Dekala Peraisav? Or is Dekala Peraisav only something that grows from it? The peris come from the deka. It grows from it. So since it grows from it, therefore I can be magnet. If it doesn't grow from it, it's just that's where it's going to be. Does it work to be magna my mailbox for the thing which will be delivered? Or in their example, I'm a fisherman. I want to sell my fish, but I didn't catch him yet. Mitsuda, I can't sell the fish till I catch him. So I'll tell you, I'm selling you my net for its fish that are going to be caught. Is that the same as Dekalapei Raisav? Or is the heter of Dekalapei Raisav only because it's something that grows from the Dekel? Or not? Well, in the case of Dekala Peraisav, you can't just sell the payers, they're not by law.
We could sell them before. We said if, as long as that's means das, if you made a shvua, it's fine.
I understand. This is coming back to what Yossi asked. Why by Dekala Peraisav, if there's enough smichas das, why do you also need a kinyan on the Dekala? Like Tysus. So I'm not sure what the answer is. But so let's talk for today la halacha, that we don't pass them like Tosfos, that we pass them like the Rashba. And when we get to Lama Gibb, we'll have to see how Tosfos holds. But we're talking now la halacha, that we pass in Elam Ein Adam, Mak the Davish Lai Bala Elam, is because you have to have something for it to be chal on. So by Dekala Pei Raisa, if it works, you have something on which it's chal. So the clear is this dafka a dekel, which grows peiris? And since peiris grow from it, the dekel is kind of a peiris. Or is it anything which will normally come into possession of this laibal ilam, I could be machnit for the thing that will come to it. That's the clear that the ktsais also declares whether you can be, let's say I'm doing an investment. Can I be makted to you my money for its profits? Similar thing. I want to sell you the profits. Profits don't exist yet. The money is mine. I don't want to give you the money. So I'll just give you the money for its profits. I only want to be makted to you just the profits. So you owe my money for the profits that will come from it. Is that considered, is that a way out of Eino de Makted Dovish Lebel Adam? Basically, if you take this kula, it's a pretty good kula to know, because it'll help in many cases of Davish Loi Balayim. It's an Eitzah. You want an Eitzah, how to get around the problem of Ein Adam Davish Loi Balayim. So they bring the Tshuvas Maram Al-Sheikh, where the Maram Al-Sheikh held that does not work. You need a Davar HaNitzmach. It only works Dekel L'Peirai, so something that grows from it, and not a mailbox for the thing which will be delivered, or not a net for the fish that will be caught. And they bring from the Shita Mekubetzes and the Mishnah Lamelech, they bring also a Mishnah Lamelech that say that it does work. So it's a machlaikis. And they both bring a raya from our sugya, from the bottom line of the Amud Aleph. Mashatala Mitzudasi Hayayim. The Gemara said on the bottom that even though I can't make a kinyan of mashatala mitzudasi, I'm telling you, I want to sell you any fish that will be caught today, that's a davar shelo balayim. So the Gemara said, but if you say mashatala mitzudasi hayayim, whatever my net will catch today, that you can do. So the Gemara, maishna reisha, maishna seifa. So the Gemara said, mishum kedei chayav. What's kedei chayav? Zot Rashi, Chazal wanted to make that a person should be able to get a day's worth of parnasa up front. His family is hungry. He has to give him money to buy food. So there's a specific takana d'rabbanan. Since you can't sell what didn't come yet, and you have fishermen or hunters that are going to catch things today. So they made, al tefka bez nehefka, this works, that whatever that I could sell, mashatala mitzudasi hayayin, that I could sell. In fact, the ktsais b'shem the Maram Al-Sheikh, Eisakashu. Why did the Chachamim have to make new takonis with hefka bez and hefka? What should they have done? They should have told people, make a kinyan that the mitzuda is nikna for the fish that will be caught in it. If you're saying that you have this easy eitzah, you could be marked in a mailbox, you could be marked in the net, so Chazal don't have to make a special takana for kedei chayav, make a special takana, one day's worth of fish, you could be marked. Somebody wants to be kind of kedei chayav, so you give him an eitzah, tell him, look, there's a way to do it. Why do you have to tell him an eitzah for hayayim? Tell him an eitzah, do the kinyan of mitsuda lindogin, just like dekel lipe raisa, just like you could do a kinyan of the dekel for the peiris that will come later. Do a kinyan of mitsuda that you should be kind of the net for whatever's going to come from it. So Mimela, it's a raya that it doesn't work. It's Maran Al-Shuk's raya, it's a good raya that it doesn't work. Because otherwise, why do I need a special to come?
The person who owns the net, he doesn't want to sell all the game that he catches. He just wants to catch. He wants to sell.
What does he want to sell? $100 worth.
One day.
So let him be marked into the other person, the mitsuda, for today's fish. Just like dekel pay rice. So if he doesn't want to sell the dekel forever, just this year's crops. So he sells the dekel for the peiros of this year. Right? You don't own the dekel fully. If you own the dekel fully, it's not a chiddush that it works. The chiddush is that I could sell the dekel lipei raisav. I'm not selling the dekel, just the dekel to the extent that you have a kinyan to pay raisav. So this is the Maram Alshav's raya. So it's interesting, Ketzais. The Ketzais doesn't have a teretz to this raya. But the Ketzais gets out of it by saying, it's shver anyway. Why is it shver anyway? He says, because if you would have an Eitzah, have a better Eitzah. We learned already this year that the person's kelim are kind of to him in a simto or in a yam. He says, I have a pashta eitzah. Be makna the net itself to the person you're selling it to. And then he'll be kind of the fish. Out kelim shaladim kind of love. Now, I have another kash on agamar. The Maram Alshech is saying, it's shver agamar, there's an eitzah. So Ketzai says, you know, if you want Eitzis, I have a better Eitzah. Tell him, I'll sell you the net. The net should be yours. We'll have a shutfis in the net, obviously. He doesn't want to give it to him forever. You have a shutfis in the net for today. That's your net today, and Kelev Shalad Abakainalai. So you can just sell him the net. Tell him you'd be kind of the net. And you don't even need Dekalapei Raisav. Because anything in the net is kind of out, kelev shaladim kind of like. So it'll be kind of anyway. So you want an Eitzah, how to sell someone all of today's fish? I have an Eitzah, sell him the net for today. It's his net for today. And then when fish come into it, it's automatically his, because kelev shaladim is kind of like shalami daita. Sounds like a great kasha. So this is the Ketzais, this is what he says. He says, Agamar, you want to bring a raya, it doesn't say an Eitzah? That's shver anyway. How do you get out of a shver anyway? I don't know, but he says it's shver anyway. And the Melos says it's shver anyway. Your raya is not a raya. This is what the Ketzai says. So that's already in Yanni Kinyanim. That sugi we enjoyed more, no? By Kinyanim, what would be a way out that a net can't be kind of for someone? The Siva says. The Siva says, maybe we're talking about a net that doesn't have a teich. It's just a piece of straight cloth. You throw in the yam, you pick up the sides. But the keli itself doesn't have a sides. It's a keli shein lo teich. And the Siva said, the Siva's Ashita was, that the keli is only kind of, it has a teich, if it has walls, which makes it like a chatz amishtameres. So mainly he says, it's no raya. That's how the Siva knocks off the raya. With that old rule, Mesivis held that a keli is only kind of it has a side. I think the Machne Ephraim held even without a side. It's kind of. And but Mesivis, that's how he answers the Ketzais's rabbi.
Well, you can only say one of the explanations except for that case where you knock the dates down onto the mattress. He says that when
No, they brought a Gemara in Sukkah that says that there were nets, there were mattresses that had the base table. That's how they answer. I don't remember that, but if somebody said that, then the Sivis would disagree with it. Then. The Sivis holds it has to have a side, and Amish. What came to mind, though, was a different Ketzais. We once had a different Ketzais by Kinyan Mashicha. Remember with the fish and nets? Huh? What did Ketzais say? Who's kind of the fish? Huh? It's kind of which Hagbah? Mashicha or Hagbah, he said both. Right? The Ketzais himself holds that when you go fishing, the Ketzais said that if you're fishing with bait, when you put bait into the net, the fish, as soon as they start swimming towards you, become yours. Before the net is kainet, you kind of want mashicha. Because since you put bait into the net, and you cause the fish to go towards you, the shita sakitsais, that was what machlek sakitsais nasivis, the sakitsais held that you're kind of the fish right away. He said if someone comes with a, if you put out bait and another person comes and he throws in a net and takes the fish, he's a ganav.
Even if it breaks
because,
off.
What?
It breaks off and somebody else takes it. It's really
if what breaks off? When you go fishing?
It breaks off the line or something.
If you're miyayish, then you're miyayish. In Aveda, someone goes fishing with a line and his line snaps, so it's gone. It's an Aveda, which he was kind of a fish. If it made you feel any better, you could say he caught the fish. But for once it breaks off, it's an Aveda. The Ksais is talking when you have a net, and the net is in the water. See, it's not an Aveda. You're going to pull up the net. As soon as there are enough fish gathered, you'll pull it up. So I said, you're ready, kind of the fish, before they go into the net, as long as they come to the net, either with Agba or Mashiach. So I don't know how much his Eitz is going to work. You're going to be makna the net to him. It's not the net that does the kinyan. It's the Maisa Mashiach, which is whoever puts the food, the bait, in. It's not even the owner of the bait. It's either you makna him the bait, the owner of the bait didn't do the Mashiach. The person who put the bait into the water, he was Gairim the Mashiach, and the Ktzais held the ground Mashiach is Mashiach. So if you put, whoever put it in is Kainu. So it's a funny Ktzais. The Ktzais asks, I have a different Eitz, be Makna the net. It's funny because there's a stira to one of the most famous Ktzais, and this Ktzais with the fish, I think it's a pretty famous Ktzais, that the Ktzais held that you're not Kainu with the net, you're Kainu with the putting in the bait. So,
huh?
You know, I have a mind behead you not to be kind of a Mashiach. So the Ktzais of his Kasha could be he meant that you'll have a mind not to be kind of a Mashiach, which certainly you have a right to. Okay. Or if you could have meant maybe some people go fishing without bait, they're just throwing nets. I don't know.
Does the Mashiach only
find
that when it goes into his wishes? When it goes into the
kind of wishes? Is he only kind of. So the chiddush was that in a simta, it has to come tefdal and amaisav. He said agba also. Agba you don't need. You don't need interishus. Mashiach in the interishus. Agba, fish swim upwards. Yeah, they swim up towards the net. He meant Ksais mentioned both. Maybe the mitzuda here is talking about animals. Chayis. So Ktzais Kasha is from Chayis, and Chayis is without bait.
Without bait.
I was thinking, even fish without bait, if there's such a, I don't know how they fish.
Also, just because you put the bait down, and they'll come into the area where they'll smell the bait.
But the ones that end up caught in the net don't belong to the owner of the net. They belong to the person who did the Mashiach.
Yeah, but if I put the bait,
the ones that I don't catch, who cares? They're not very, they're gone. The ones I do catch, I care.
I'm saying what is the act of machine is when I put the bait down. If there were no animals in the vicinity when I put it down, so even though they'll come later, that's still considered, they'll still call that machine.
That was the Ktzais said. Yeah, the ground machine is machine. That was all Ktzais.
But now they come later.
That was the Ktzais. The Ktzais said that if you go to my Mashiach, I brought a raya from the elephant case. Where you hold the food and the elephant jumps.
As I was holding the food, the animal went here as I put it, and then 20 minutes later, it's like I think the Ktzais
was a mechalik. Says a grind, that was his finish, that a ground Mashiach is a Mashiach. And say it has to be miyad. Okay. I'll call upon him an interesting machlaikis, and hopefully we'll get back to it in Hamafkin. Well, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. This last piece on the Makna Dabar Shalai B'Loilam. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Ha'im lech aveiroi sodeh shani lekeach l'shechenu k'nu yelucha me'achshav kano. Okay, now Rav said this is a Dabar Shalai B'Loilam. Because like I said a minute ago, a Dabar Shalai B'Loilam is even if it's in the world, just you don't own it. So if you tell somebody the field which I will buy, I'm selling to you, me'achshav, kana, Rav said it's kana. So the Gemara in the Maskan is going to say that Rav holds like Remeir, that on the makna, dav shloi balaylam. But first, Rava thought that it's not going like Remeir. So Amar Rava, mistavra milsa de Rav besadistam. I could hear Rav's chiddush when he says sadistam, because sadistam is avida da'asi. If I don't get this field, I'll get that field. It's a davar shloi balaylam. And yet, v'alikim amar Rav afilu b'sadazu. We know Rav said it even b'sadazu, which is not which is a davar shloi balaylam. So the Gemara says mechti. Rav kaman amar l'shmaitzik k'remeir. He holds that a person could be makna davar shalai ba'alaylam. The tanya ha'im ali isha is kachi li la'achir she'ez gayer. La'achishut is gayri. That's interesting. If you're a medayik in Rashi, Rashi says gayris is called biyadai. The other things are not. But to be megayer, Rashi called that it is normal to come. It's biyadai to come. Lachashtachri, to go free is not biyada. Lachashiyamis bailech, lachashiyechleitz, lachyevimtech, lachashatamis achaisech. These things are also not in his kayach to come. Ainu mukadeshes, remei ainu mukadeshes. Vaisha, kasada zudam, yavam remei mukadeshes. So, these things are things that are loy balayla. Remei says mukadeshes. So now I will go back to Rav's memory. What did Rav say? Why are you kainah? Because it's a davar shaloi balaylam, and Rav holds adamak the davar shaloi balaylam. That's the Gemara. The one word in this whole Gemara that the Rishonim are bothered by, in Rav's memory at least, is the word me'achshav. If you could sell a davar shaloi balaylam, what do you need me'achshav for? I want to sell you something that I'm going to get tomorrow. So I could just sell you something I'm getting tomorrow. I'm not saying me'achshav, it's sold from now. Why does the Gemara say, why does Rav say, Sodesh ani lekech shekhenu kenuya lecha me'achshav? Where's the kinyan? Rameya holds by Odamach the Dabashal Ba'alam that you do a kinyan today and the chalais is tomorrow. The ma'isa kinyan could be today and the chalais ha'kinyan could be lachazman. No, Me'ashev saying that when it happens lachazman, it should be koni lamafreya from today. But why do you need that for? I mean, if you do it, you do it. We could talk if it works. But you don't need the word me'ashev in order for it to work. Even if you don't say me'ashev, Rameya holds that his kachi li la'achar shetishtachar, it works. He didn't say me'ashev. So Tosis is bothered by this. The bottom Tosis on the Yomid Aleph is bothered by this. And Tosis answers that you're right. Itaka don't need it. Me'achshav helps. Yeshloimer nafkemina im nikra hashtar o sha'avad koidim shalok hozeh. The konik even domer me'achshav. Interesting Tosis. Tosis seems to say like this. Leira Meir, I do a ma'isa kinyan today and I sell you something that you're going to get tomorrow. So Rameya holds that I could do it. I could sell you something today, and the Maisa Kinyan is today, and the Kinyan is Chal tomorrow. If I say Me'achshav, it's enough Gemina, that if I don't say Me'achshav, the Shtar still has to exist tomorrow for it to be Chal. If I don't say Me'achshav, then the Shtar has to be around on the day of the Chalois HaKinyan. If I say Me'achshav, I to wife, that the kinyan is now, the whole ma'isa kinyan is now, and if the shtar gets ripped, it doesn't matter, because the ma'isa kinyan is me'achshav, the whole ma'isa kinyan is today. Tomorrow, the kinyan will be chal. It'll land, so to speak, tomorrow. Rameya holds, you can do kinyanim in two steps. You can do the ma'isa one day, and the chalais a different day. So Tosis says, normally you would need, if I do a ma'isa kinyan today for tomorrow, normally the shtar would have to exist tomorrow. So you say me'achshav, you gain that the whole Ma'isa Kinyan is finished today, the Shtar could be gone by tomorrow, and it works. Okay, we have a similar thing by Pidyon HaBen. I don't know why, but I think we had it once. It was this man. That if you do a Pidyon HaBen in less than 30 days, let's say a man has to travel, he has to go overseas, and he has a baby, and he's leaving before the 31st day. So he wants to do a Pidyon HaBen. So he could do a Pidyon HaBen on the 30th day, which Pinyan Ben has to be the 31st day. You can do a Pinyan Ben on the 30th day, and he gives it to the Kayin, but only if the Kayin has to hold on to the money till tomorrow. If he spends the money today, then the Pinyan Ben is not Chal tomorrow. If he holds on to the money till tomorrow, then he can do the Pinyan Ben today, and it'll be Chal tomorrow. That's a Pinyan Ben works that way. It has nothing to do with, you know, the Makna Dabash of Alaylam. There's no kinyan on the baby. But it works. But it only works if the money's still around tomorrow. So the same thing here. the kinyan, the shtar, has to be around tomorrow. If you don't say me'achshav, the shtar has to be around b'shas chalois hakinyan. So therefore, the shtar has to exist tomorrow. M'she'en kein, if you say me'achshav, you want it to be chal now. Opinion of Bennett can't work. It can't be chal on the 30th day. The mitzvah doesn't exist. But by kinyanim, you could say me'achshav, and then if the shtar is gone afterwards, it's fine, it works. That's the chiddush here of Taisus. The question is, what about having charatim? Let's say I'm going to do like Rameya. I'm not going to davar shloi b'loilam today, and tomorrow when it comes, it's yours. Could I be chayzer in between? Could I have charatim in between? So Taisus says beferish that you could. So he says, "Ili nil chazara calls my shalom balaylam yachalagza." I forgot the omer miyashav. Taisus holds you can change your mind. It's interesting deal like Rameya, and I told you the other day most people misunderstand Rameya. Adam makle davar shalom balaylam, the king is not chal today because the thing doesn't exist. If you hold adam makle davar shalom balaylam, it's chal later when that thing comes. The same thing with all the cases we spoke about. Let's say you make a shvuah and you hold it chal. It's only chal later when it comes. It's not chal today. Taisus says that you could have charata. That if you make the davar shalom b'la'olam, you could have charata before it comes la'olam. If a person wants, he could change his mind. And the truth is, all mishayim hold that way. In a regular case of other make the davar shalom b'la'olam, when you could do it, if you don't say me'achshav, everybody holds that you could have charata. As long as you do it before it comes la'olam, you could back out of the deal. So that you can back out because the man of the chalois didn't happen. The thing didn't come to the island. The Rajba, though, disagrees with Taisus, and he holds that me'achshav helps that you can't have charata. Rajba Shita is that me'achshav does help, like Rameya, that you can't have charata. What? Rashi, how do you say the Rashi? That you can't have charata? Does Rashi say that? That me'achshav helps you can't have charata? Excuse me? We have Rashi's l'shek shekishekhen ulay uchalag zabai. Rashi could mean that when I buy it, I can't have charata. Which point? Because the makdav shavalaylam. Rashi doesn't say for me'ashav shishachem. I don't know. I don't think it's so clear in Rashi. See, next Rashi also says not as much like Taisus. Rashi says kana imikachenu. If he buys the field, he's kana. Ven yachalaza kishalacha. After he buys it, he can't be chayza, but before he could be chayza. Kaponim. Rashi's just explaining what it means Adam Makna Davar Shalom B'Lailam. What does it mean Adam Makna? That when it comes Lailam, I can't have Charata. That's what it means Adam Makna Davar Shalom B'Lailam. There's one other Nakuda here in Rashi which is a little strange. The case where a man says Hari Yad Mekudeshesli when your husband will die. So you go over to Reish HaSish, you say, Arim HaKodesh HaSli, Ukshay Yavos. So Rameya holds he could do it. When are you married from? Let's say a man goes over to a woman in January, he says, Harayab HaKodesh HaSli, when your husband dies. And then the husband dies in February. When are they married? When are they married? As soon as the husband dies, they're married, right? Are they married from January? Or it can be. Rashi, it's interesting. Rashi says, Lemafreya, Rashi Ha'isha Kasada Zudamya. At the end, Omer Ameya, Kshiyavayu, Lakal Kedushim, Mukadeshasi Lemafreya. Rashi seems to say that you Mukadeshas Lemafreya to January, which is impossible. Because then it comes out, she's married to two men at the same time in January. What? It'd be a circle. We have to be married in January. In January, she's Neshasi. She can't be Chal in January. It won't even be a circle because the first husband's Kedushin Zicha don't come off the Mafreya. It'll just ruin the Kedushin. So it can't be. It comes out from Rashi, L'chaira, that if a man, let's say you have a man, you know, you have to know that a man's going to die before the woman. Let's say you have a man who's a geisus. He's very sick. So the wife can marry somebody. They can have a whole chas, and they can be bayil her and the whole business. Because when the husband dies, it'll be a kedushin l'mafreya, l'rameya from then. It can't be such a thing. So in the back, the Paris Yosef says there's something wrong with the word. The word l'mafreya in Rashi is either lavdafko or it's a tos or something. It can't be. You can't have an eshes ish. L'mafreya, she ends up being married to two men at the same time. It can't be such a thing. It has to be. Well, certainly the chalois is afterwards. The words are Rashi that it's chalam afreya. So you're right, it can't be. I'm not going to argue with you. So it can't, certainly can't be such a thing. All right, the next Gemara, I just want to do the first few lines because we did it already on Daf Yadalit. And for Sunday, I want to be able to move a little further. So let's just do, it's quite a bit of the Gemara we already really did. Amar Shmuel. We said shtar haknoa means a shtar that with the shtar the chayv is chal, no matter what happens later. If you find such a shtar in the street, you give it back. Because what are you afraid of? If you're afraid the shtar was written to create a chiyuv and the chiyuv never happened, we said on Daf Yadalit, Ishtar Aknoa, the Chiyuv is Chal no matter what. And if you're going to be afraid, Yimishum Pirayin, like Hashem Lepirayin, the Misa the Pari, Mikruk have a Karalei. So we had this. The Loich Hashem Lepirayin, so a person rips up Ishtar Aknoa. So these words we had, the Gemara just adds to it, Amar of Nachman, Abba min Sifri Daini Demar Shmuel Hava. My father was a cipher in Shmuel's Bezdin. Davina kabar shisa kabar sheva. When I was 6 or 7 years old, dichrina, I remember that v'mazri v'amri that they announced ha'nishtariyak naisa the mishtachi b'shuka that if anybody finds a shtarak no on the shuk na'jinu l'murayu you give it back. So this is just, I don't even know why the Gemara brings it. He's just saying I remember that Shmuel passed in like Shmuel. It's a funny thing. You bring a raya that the yonim of Shmuel's best didn't pass in like Shmuel. I don't know why you have to bring such a raya. But al kaponim, this is the memra. So Sunday we're going to learn Rav Amram's Afanan Amitaniva.